Now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is exploration and explanation. Each of my guests is helping us explore her topic, whether it's applied physics, social media, or metaphysics. My next guest is a Fortune 500 refugee who now takes business people on a metaphysical journey to discover and understand the quantum universe. We'll discuss leadership for the new wired workplace through quantum leadership. And if you have a question or if you just want to call in, our telephone number is 639-0008. Kim Page has spent the past 25 years climbing the corporate ladder, following her passions as a leader. She spent 14 years with ADP, that's Automated Data Processing, a $9 billion data services outsourcing organization that's headquartered in New Jersey. Kim has always had a curiosity and desire to understand the universe and how it really works, what reality is, and where we fit in. She achieved a traditional degree in liberal arts. She's also achieved a bachelor's and master's degree in metaphysical science, soon to complete her doctorate in that same field. Kim desires to provide businesses and individuals with new insights, perhaps even a new way of looking at their world and the unseen barriers that block their success. Welcome to the show, Kim. How are you today?
Well, thank you for having me. I am absolutely terrific. I love my topic, so a lot of passion here.
Well, good. I'm glad, and I'm glad to have you on as a subject matter expert, because there's a lot that's being said these days about metaphysics. I mean, books like The Secret have captivated large audiences. Until now, however, Kim, there's been very little connection between metaphysics and business. So break it down for us. What connections do you see between the metaphysical world and the business world?
Well, there's a common denominator, right? And it's called people.
Okay.
And I think that's the big piece that is missing right now, is that connection. So if we look at, you know, we talk about metaphysics, and I know there's kind of that connotation with that particular word, which it just really is outside the physical, what we really can't see. And so with all the work that's been done in quantum physics, which is, you know, my everything that I do called the quantum scene and everything around from going from corporate to conscious, they're finding that we are all connected, right, at that subatomic level. So those are the things that I'm trying to bring us, not just, you know, from a metaphysical, theoretical point of view, it's also from a scientific point of view. So science is really telling us there's a whole different world out there that we don't see, and we're all connected to it. So back to your question, how does it relate to business? Business is, I say business is personal. The business, the common denominator is people and its relationships. And my passion is helping bring that focus back to that, you know, very common denominator, that matter. Because we're in trouble, to be honest with you, I think, Bill. In business, there's a huge paradigm shift happening. And we really need to open our eyes to it.
Well, talk to us, if you will, Kim, about that paradigm shift. What do you see happening and shifting in the business world today?
Well, we can see it happening already with some businesses, and something that topic that I talk about are the millennials, the new generation of workers that are coming into the workplace. And what's interesting about the millennials, and there are several people who wrote in books who talk about them, is that they are wired differently. They are wired differently than, say, the boomers and even the Gen Xers, who are kind of on the cusp of all this. They're wired to really be, well, they learned English when they learned technology, right?
Yeah.
So they're wired to think differently. They're wired to network. They're wired to care more about what's happening globally because they're more informed globally. They're wired to be more collaborative, and they are not wired to really be successful and sustain that, you know, that hierarchy that we're in today that comes from the industrial age, that whole, you know, the smartest person's at the top of this pyramid and everybody else works underneath. They don't really fit in that type of a model. Their values are different. They want a work-life balance. And I can go on and on and on, but it's affecting businesses everywhere.
All right.
So Do you agree? Do you see that?
Well, I think it's interesting that you point that out, because this is one of the first times in history where we've had four generations that are in the workplace together. We've got the traditionals, the baby boomers, which is the big glut of people, Generation X, and this Generation Y that you call millennials. And while it's interesting, never before in history has it created any kind of real friction. I mean, it's always been there. We've always had as many as three or four generations in a workforce, but it's never created this type of friction. And that's perhaps the thing that's most interesting to me, Kim, is why now? Why the friction? We've had four generations in the workplace before. Why is it all of a sudden becoming such a problem today?
But if you look at where we've come from technological advances, I mean, we are in the information age, the digital age. I mean, we're shifting from that industrial age. And if people haven't seen that, they will. I mean, this is a time, because we haven't been in this time before. We haven't really experienced, from, you know, the baby boomer generation all the way down, this major shift in the entirety of the way we work. And so it's interesting, because I do talk to a lot of boomers. Obviously, I was, you know, 25 years in the corporate world. I'm kind of on the cusp of the boomers and the Xers. And so while I still have some of those values of the boomers, the millennials aren't wanting to work 80 hours a week. And that's a lot of what the boomers, how we were raised, right? You work hard, you make sure you're visible, and you do whatever needs to be done. And it's not saying the millennials or the Generation Ys are not willing to work. It's not that. But they are wiser, I think, than we were as far as that work-life balance. And that's part of, you know, the big trouble that we're in right now as well, is there is no balance. And that's part of the work I do, is just bring that conscious awareness to the fact that, you know, that's just one piece of it. We need to bring more balance back to the workplace.
Well, that we do. My guest is Kim Page. We're talking about quantum leadership for the new wired workplace. And Kim, we just want to get to know you a little bit better as well. You spent part of your life in corporate America working for ADP. And how did you make the transition from corporate leader to metaphysical instructor? I mean, how did you go from left brain thinking in business to right brain, left coast thinking of a metaphysical instructor?
Very, very carefully. It's interesting, because obviously my generation, you didn't talk about the fact that you were interested in anything metaphysical, because you were kind of labeled New Age, or, you know, woo-woo, or, you know, all these words that kind of people define anybody who's interested in just what reality is, where we fit in, what's the universe all about, what is relationship more about. And it's through my experience through life and the things I've experienced that really drove me to ask more and more questions. I was curious. And also, you know, in parallel to that, I saw what was happening in the corporate world, and a lot of things just didn't sit right with me. It didn't feel right. Some of the decisions we were making, and I climbed the ladder all the way to executive leadership, and it got harder and harder and harder for me to sit with and feel good about the way people were treated, about the decisions that were being made in the corporate world, about that, just you could see the loss of connection, you know.
Well, Kim, give us some of those connecting points. I mean, what drew you from your old career into this new career, and how did you make that transition?
Well, being laid off was a big key. Do that.
As many people were.
I'm a statistic, honestly, and what's very, I think, kind of discouraging about that is I'm not alone in my age bracket, in my level of attainment in the corporate world, my salary, everything. There are a lot of people kind of in my range there who were affected. And you know, you might ask the question, so why is this happening? Is the universe really kind of kicking us in the butt and saying, you know what, we have a problem out there, there's an imbalance, and we need people to really focus more on that? So it's really my passion for leadership, because I'm very much about leadership, but it's about how do we lead, and how do we lead in a way that we reconnect people together, because it's systemic, and it's also, there's it, it te- tells you really about society and everything that's going on right now. I think, you know, we talk a lot about the ecosystem and how it's out of balance, or we have to be careful about bringing that out of balance. And I, you know, kind of look at the ecosystem, not just from an ecological standpoint, from an economic standpoint. There is so much greed and so much focus on the bottom line that we've completely lost our intention. And so when I looked at metaphysics and then I looked at where I was in business, I just saw a natural fit and a natural kind of process and way of thinking. It's about changing our mindset.
And we definitely need to do that, Kim. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. But free market capitalism is still the best way to prosperity. But I'm going to put you in a hypothetical situation, if we can. We're going to make you queen for the day. You're going to be a benevolent queen. However, how do we rewire our organizations to achieve some of these quantum results that you want to achieve in business?
Well, yeah, I mean, you said it. It's a change of mindset. And that is not an easy thing to do. And I don't proclaim it's an easy thing to do. You know, I'll say it doesn't cost a company any money to change a mindset, but it certainly costs everything that a person believes down to their very core. And you talk about capitalism, it's interesting. I interviewed John Mackey, my show, who's the CEO of Whole Foods, who talks about conscious capitalism. And so there is a movement towards, it's not about not making money. We're not saying people need to live in poverty and sing kumbaya and just everybody love each other. It's not about that. It's about what was the intention of the company in the first place? What was the reason they went into business? What was their entrepreneurial passion? And it's that deeper, deeper purpose. And so for me, I would say for a company, go back to that very fundamental thing. What did you get into business for? And yeah, there are companies out there who just got into business to make a profit. I get that. I understand that. But there are a lot of companies who got into business to either solve a problem, to provide some great products to people. If you look at Whole Foods, you know, they wanted to provide wholesome food and make it available to everybody. And so if we go back to that deeper purpose, that sets the intention for the entire company. And I would just really challenge companies to go back to that fundamental thought and say, and it's all over their mission and vision statements, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is your intention? And does it serve the greater good, or is it completely selfish and greed motivated? Because we have to think about community. We have to think about the culture of the people working for us. Because what affects us at work, we take it home. And we've seen it in people who've gone off the deep end time and time and time again. It is all connected. And so that's probably the first place, and it is the first place I start with companies, is I go back to what was your intention? Dig deep into that entrepreneurial spirit and find out and really re-examine why you got into business in the first place, and then your decisions, a lot of the decisions will be more conscious and become consciously aware. And then, you know, there's a whole slew of things that need to be done as far as understanding, you know, simple things like our behavior patterns, understand how the fundamental way that we treat people and interact with people, and not just employees, but with clients, with vendors, with our community. Not just about social responsibility, but what are we doing as a business to contribute to the communities that we do our business in? I mean, it's big, and I understand that.
It is. My guest is Kim Page. We're talking about conscious leadership. And Kim, in that last answer, you mentioned your own radio show. You're a talker like me. How does being on the radio help you to spread your ideas to a wider audience? Tell us a little bit about your show.
You know what's great about, and I probably you're aware of this as well, is you meet so many people who are really trying to make a difference. And that's been really eye-opening to me, is to see who is out there, who is consciously aware of what needs to happen in business, and actually who is doing it. Who is creating, not just talking about it, but who's creating tools? Who's creating processes to really help companies go from what I call corporate to conscious? And that's, you know, that's my passion, is to help companies do that. But we can talk about it all day long. Unless we give companies tools to use, processes to follow, and everything to do to actually help them transform, help them get there, you know, talking doesn't do us any good.
No, it doesn't. My guest has been Kim Page. We've been talking about conscious leadership. Kim, if listeners like what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, maybe even learn more about your radio show, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, I have two websites. One is my, for my speaking. I do speaking and consulting, and it's thequantumscene.com. Quantum, Q-U-N-T-U-M, scene, like a scene of a movie, S-C-E-N-E. And that's .com. And then I have from corporate to conscious.com. And that's really about the radio show. And then I have a book coming out for the same title. And it's, I really encourage everybody to really explore, right? Really explore some of the ideas that a lot of us in this, I guess you could call it a conscious business movement, that are really trying to help companies see things just a little bit differently. Leaders, because it all starts again with people. You asked that question at the very beginning. And it just takes, you know, one or two people that could really make a huge impact.
A journey of a thousand leagues starts with a single step, doesn't it, Kim? My guest has been Kim Page. Thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks so much, Billy. Appreciate
it. Thank you.